The nation's capital remains tense today as preparations continue for the possibility of another terrorist attack. Businesses, government agencies, and individuals have stepped up efforts to respond to last week's increase in the alert level to orange, which indicates a high risk of attack. Officials are trying to walk the fine line between making sure people are prepared without being panicked. It's not easy, in part because trying to decide what an alert level should be is not an exact science. NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
For days, individuals in the Washington, D.C. area and elsewhere around the country have been following advice to stock up on water, food, duct tape, and other emergency supplies. Now businesses, too, are taking precautions in case there's another attack. Christine Bergalli is director of media relations for Goodwill Industries International, which is based in Bethesda, Maryland, just outside Washington, D.C. She says since last week, the company's been doing what it can to reassure the office's 85 employees that they're safe at work.
We are stockpiling a 3-day supply of water and food for all staff in case of a quarantine situation. We have also established an emergency communication center at a local Goodwill agency elsewhere in the country so that Goodwill International staff and their families can check in there in case they cannot make a local phone call.
She says a number of employees were unnerved during the attacks a year and a half ago when they weren't able to reach their family and friends. Also unnerved at the time were members of Congress who lost touch with their leaders for hours and were uncertain what to do and where to go after a plane hit the Pentagon. Today, Homeland Security Secretary Tom Ridge met privately with senators at the Capitol to talk about precautions. Kay Bailey Hutchison, a Texas Republican, said lawmakers now have a better communication system in place and are heeding other advice.
That you not have official plates on your car. Certainly that we are more careful about where we go and what we do. I think members are certainly learning how to use the masks in the case of an emergency. All of our staffs now have gas masks in the offices.
But there are concerns that response plans are still far from complete. The head of the U.S. Office of Personnel Management, Kay Coles James, sent a reminder to all federal agency heads to make sure their employees know about emergency drills and any evacuation plans, which each agency devises on its own. Other evacuation planning was vague. Most people have been told if there is an attack that they should stay put unless otherwise instructed. Dave Snyder oversees transportation and evacuation plans for the Metropolitan Washington Council of Governments. He says a lot of progress has been made since 9/11, but that the response to the current alert is showing that there are many unanswered questions.
Whether people should move, where they should move to, and how to get them there. Those are the key things that people need to know. And the reality is that there is, at this point, not a preset plan and way to communicate that to the public.
Dave McIntyre of the Answer Institute for Homeland Security, a private think tank, says how people respond to the higher alert level is one of the things factored into the decision on when to raise the level and how long to keep it there. That decision is ultimately made by the president, who meets with his intelligence advisors daily to assess the current threat information. Last week, President Bush made the decision based on a recommendation from his Homeland Security Council, which includes the leaders of the CIA, FBI, Department of Homeland Security, and other agencies. McIntyre says it's a difficult decision.
Are we going to panic people? Are we going to raise their resolve? What is going to be the informational impact? And then finally, how does this play out overseas? Does this make us look afraid? Does it make us look resolute? All of those pieces have to go together into a sort of a state-of-the-art decision that the president knows can't be made too often. We can't be jerked on and off orange because people will quit listening to it.
McIntyre says the surest sign that the current warning has been a success will be if some weeks from now people are wondering what all the fuss was about and why they bought so much duct tape. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.